You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I am Bertrand Ndungandami on NITV Radio, and my guest is Rhianna Lotta, a proud Yuin woman currently living on Daru country. Rhianna has worked with many companies and clients around Australia to showcase modern and contemporary Aboriginal art, sharing culture in unique ways and creating artworks for all Australians to enjoy. Rhianna has created the artwork this year for Specsavers limited edition glasses and sunglasses frames, with profits going towards the Fred Hollows Foundation and its Indigenous Australia program. First of all, Rhianna, tell us about this partnership with the Fred Hollows Foundation and Specsavers.
I'm working with Specsavers. I was fortunate enough to work with them last year. We created another set of frames of glasses and raised about $150,000 for the Fred Hollows Foundation. I was lucky enough to be asked to do it again this year, and they're aiming to raise a lot more money. So, I'm really excited about the opportunity to bring sort of, you know, my artwork onto some frames that, you know, are going to be sold all around Australia.
Yeah. Fred Hollows are renowned internationally to be working hard really in communities to actually eradicate some of the eye conditions out there. And usually in this type of campaigns, they work with former clients or people who have recovered from conditions that they actually help heal. How did the collaboration come about?
I'm not one of their clients. However, the collaboration was came about through Specsavers. I'd actually worked with the Fred Hollows Foundation for many years, so I know a bit about their work, and I feel really connected to, you know, what they're trying to do. And the amazing thing that Specsavers have done is, you know, they're donating $25 for every, you know, pair of frames that are sold. And they've already raised about, over the last 10 years, $4 million for the Fred Hollows Foundation. And that's all to help Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people access culturally safe, you know, eye care. And they sort of go to remote communities in order to do that. So it's an amazing opportunity to be a part of that. And as an artist, you know, I strive to work with brands and people that want to make a difference, and especially to our, you know, and my Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sisters and brothers.
Can you describe to us the artwork that you've produced for them?
I created the artwork for the Specsavers frames. The artwork is called Unity, and it's all about, you know, coming together and acknowledging our past and moving towards a more united future. So it's really important to me that I created an artwork that really meant something, and I think that the artwork suits the frames really well, and I'm really excited for people to see it. And it's a bit more of a an earthy sort of tones with this particular frame, where last year I did like a water-based one. It's really cool to do some that have those sort of red, like reds and browns, and that ochre sort of feel to it.
Some artists produce things that are out there, in-your-face artwork. Is it the type of creations you've put out there, or it's more subtle?
I do a bit of everything. So depending on the brand that I work with, you know, they have sort of visions and ideas. And, you know, I love working with brands that sort of have those ideas and those visions, because it means that I can try and create an artwork that speaks for them and tells their stories. Every brand's a bit different. The cool thing about Specsavers and the Fred Hollows Foundation is that they've allowed me to be creative and bring sort of an artwork to life, and they haven't restricted me too much. I get to sort of just have my creative sort of flow go, which is really cool.
Yeah, so this is not your first collaboration with both Specsavers and Fred Hollows. What does it mean to you working with these two organisations?
No, I just want to work with brands that want to make a difference and have the same morals that I do, and that's just bringing safety to our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Like how I've been working with them for a few years, our morals align, and that's really exciting when you get to work with brands that just feel the same way that you do. So it's an amazing opportunity, and I'm very lucky to be able to work with them for, you know, a few years now. It's awesome.
Glass frames are a small piece of canvas compared to what other mediums you would have. Was it challenging?
Painting on the glasses. So I did a digital artwork, and a proportion of that artwork was taken for the frames, and then also the case is covered in the full artwork. and also the lens cloth. So that's really you'll see the whole artwork, but only a proportion can be put on the frames. Obviously, it's a bit tricky with tight angles and the roundness. So it was tricky, but the beautiful thing with digital art is that you're able to, you know, take parts of an artwork and put it together.
So it's not just the frames. So you said the case and the cloth. What do you put on both, or no, the three different components?
It's all the same artwork on the case, the lens cloth, and the glasses. On the glasses, you'll see parts of the artwork because it's got to be displayed, obviously, on smaller surfaces. But the lens cloth is the full artwork, and it also comes with a really cool case for your glasses that is has the whole artwork sort of printed on top of it, which is awesome.
Can one pre-order, or you just walk into the shop and pick up frames?
Yeah,
and,
I know that they'll be sold in stores, but they did sell out really quickly last year, but I know that they're trying to sell more this year, so they've ordered more units, hoping that we can raise even more money for the Fred Hollows Foundation.
And what impact is this going to have on the community, Indigenous and non-Indigenous?
I hope that, you know, the artwork for the non-Indigenous community just brings artwork to life. Like, it's really cool. A lot of brands are collaborating with artists nowadays, and I think, you know, being able to show Aboriginal art on everyday products and bring it close to you and allow you to feel connected to it, and, you know, I think that just creates, like, ripple effects of good change. So I hope that this artwork, you know, allows people to feel connected to it and feel like they're a part of that journey. And then I hope that for my, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander friends and family, I hope that they feel proud that, you know, First Nations art is being celebrated on a national stage.
Before I let you go, one thing you would like to put out there to the community we may have not covered during this conversation?
Yeah, just basically just to keep being open-minded, keep being creative, and especially to any artist out there, just keep painting from the heart and designing from the heart. I think that's really important. And if you want to follow my journey, my socials and my website is just Yandaba. I'm collaborating with lots of different brands at the moment, so there's going to be lots to come after this project as well.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.